Radio. A phone call awfully quickly. Let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hey, yeah, this is Pat Henry. I want tickets to the zoo for Friday on Friday night show.
Yeah.
Can I pick them up?
I'll be here until, for the next 2 hours tomorrow morning between...
Okay, I'll call you tomorrow morning because I won't be back in Marion until probably about 4 o'clock.
Okay, very good. Thanks for
calling. All right, bye.
About lots of information around here, and I hope you're enjoying today. Today is we're doing on the air right now. That's the name of the program. The first quarter or first 45 minutes are already off the chart, and we're doing the second 45 minutes. We're going to change it a little bit and go over to a Family Feud type thing. A lot of people like the Family Feud thing. I don't do it very often, but I do it when I'm when I've been lazy and I haven't really prepared. Now I prepared a little bit as you listened earlier. I went through all those things that I write down to myself, and I've got that goes on that list that I have of things that I wrote down to myself goes back. Oh, probably a year. And so I've got all sorts of tidbits, you know. Someday when I'm passed away, my children will pull up my phone and go, look at all this stuff. He was pretty smart. Well, no, they won't say that. They'll say he was inquisitive. All right, we're going to do a Family Feud. You like doing this. What we do here is Parade Magazine gives us a bunch of questions that we can ask, and then you give us, and they've taken surveys on this, and they usually give us anywhere from, I think, four to eight answers, and we ask you to see if you're smart enough to guess what the answers are. And I'll tell you if you're the answer you gave is first, second, third, fourth, etc. Okay. Now I don't have prizes like that. Gentleman just called in and asked about his prize. I guess he was thinking maybe he should come in today to get it. But I notice on our door we have a new sign that says you can pick up Wednesday nights at 6 o'clock or something like that. But if I'm here, I'll be glad, more than happy to find your prize, and I'll give it to you. And I'm here on Wednesdays and Thursdays from 10 o'clock till 1 o'clock. So that's, those 2 days, pretty good days. And Scott is usually here from like 8 o'clock to noon. Or maybe 8 o'clock to, I don't know, on Monday and Friday. So there's plenty of time to get in here and get your prizes. But this particular, I don't have prizes. So I guess all we'll give you is an attaboy or an attagirl. But that seems to suffice. And it's just kind of fun to hear how many smart people we have in our audience, you know, and quite often we have the same people calling in, but we do just about in every one of these contests have a new name that we haven't heard. And all we ask is for your first name, just so we can give you an attaboy Joe or an attaboy Sarah or an attaboy. That would be an attic girl. But, you know, just when you call in and get a right answer, it'll make sure we know your name just so you can be, so all of Marion County can sing your praises. All right, let's get to the first question. Let me make sure I've got everything going on my board here so I know if I'm being recorded. Yeah, the record says it's going, and I guess I'm okay. I forgot to turn it off record in the first 45 after the first 45 minutes. So, Adam, if you're listening, you'll probably have to chop off about 10 minutes at the end. All right. Anyway, Adam does all of our does a very fine job of saving all this stuff. You know, you can go to our website and you can actually go back and listen to, I don't know how many years back, but several years back, you can listen to previous shows. I don't know why you'd want to go back and listen to any of my shows, but you might want to go back and listen to some of Charlie's older shows. They were always a hoot, if you don't mind me using the expression, which is a rather old expression, but not one of those expressions that I'm going to ask you to tell me about here on our Family Feud question. The question for Family Feud, are you ready? Now, oh, by the way, I better give you a phone number, right, just in case. I'll give you a second or two to run out and get your pencil and paper, unless you're going to write it in ink on your hand. Did you ever do that? It never comes off. It just doesn't seem to come off. And if you're cheating on a test, boy, the teacher could always tell, because she'd walk by and, oh, there's writing on your hand. What does it say? Oh, go to the principal's office. All right, you ready for the question? Oh, let me give you the phone number. 740-383-9944. You know, I think I heard a chorus of people in the background saying that to me. 740-383-9944 if you got the answer to this. Or any one of the 6 answers to this one. Okay, the question is, tell me a nickname somebody gives their lover that starts with the word sugar. You know, a nickname that somebody calls their husband or their wife or their boyfriend or their girlfriend, but it starts with the word sugar. I would give you an expression, an example, except for all the examples that I'm thinking of are right here in front of me. So, okay, like sugar snookums. That isn't one of the answers. All right. Give me a name somebody calls their lover that starts... I got to quit using that expression. Lover. It sounds vaguely obscene when I say it. Give me a name that someone gives their lover that starts with the word sugar. Okay. Give us a call, 383-9944. Well, it doesn't make any difference because we already got the call. Hi, you're on the air.
Sugar Plum.
Sugar Plum. Let's see if that's on here. Sugar Plum is number 4. Very good. Thanks a lot.
Uh-huh.
You're a winner. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sugar Plum is right. I think I told him it was 4. It's number 5. But he got it. Sugar Plum. Yeah, like the Sugar Plum Fairy. I like that. I don't think my wife was a dancer. As a matter of fact, she danced, I believe, in that dance where they do the Sugar Plum Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy, and she was a very good dancer. It's a real skinny thing. Maybe that's kind of attracted me to her. I was not a skinny thing even then. I played football, so I tried to gain weight. You know, I would go to we had a fast food restaurant, Burger Chef. Do you remember the name Burger Chef? I would go down to the Burger Chef, and they had malts. They weren't really malts. They were, what do you call them? Ice cream floats, that type of thing. I would go down and I would eat as many as I could handle just to gain weight. It was hard for me to get up to 180. Now it's impossible for me to get down to 180. But sugar plum, absolutely. You're an attaboy. Sugar plum is number 5 on the list of tell me a nickname someone gives their lover that starts with, I did it again. A nickname that somebody gives their lover that starts with the word sugar. Sugar plum is the first guess, and it was number 5. Let's see if we can get the other 5 that are left on the list, and then we'll go to another question, okay? That gives us something to do. Now, if you're too cold to call, it was cold this morning. I sleep with my puppy dog, and I sleep uncovered because my puppy dog likes to dig at my cover. Now, when the winter comes, I'm definitely going to be completely covered. But this morning, I woke up, and I was shaken because it was really cold. I'm going to look and see what it got down to this morning. I'm not sure. I didn't look on that. Okay, we got another caller. It got down to, it doesn't tell me what it got. Yes, it got down to 64. Okay, let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air. What's your answer?
Sugar babies.
Sugar babies. Let's see here. Sugar baby or sugar babe. Both are on there. And that happens to be number 3. Very good. Attaboy.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. He got it. Yeah, sugar baby or sugar babe. Do you ever call, I used to date a girl whose the father called his wife babe. I've never liked that expression. Hey, babe. It's too short for me. Baby sounds more loving. Oh, well, I know I'm a little sick. Okay. By the way, it's 77 degrees out there right now. Nice and warm for mid-October, right? Do you remember it ever snowing on Halloween? I do. The time I remember the most, we lived in Crawfordsville, Indiana, which is where Wabash College is, and it's where Lew Wallace study is, if you know who Lew Wallace is. And it's a nice little town in not terribly far south, but fairly far south of southwest of Indianapolis. I think that's where it is. And I love that town. But on I remember on Halloween, my sister, who is 10 years my senior, took me out Halloween. I was probably 4, and I remember it so well because we got cold, and it was snowing, but it was beautiful. I remember that's one of my earliest memories of life. Hey, if you know the answers, give us a call, 740-383-9944. Tell me a nickname someone gives their lover that starts with the word sugar. And we've already had sugar baby, and we've had sugar plum. Can you think of, I've got 4 more answers that we need to get here to prove to the world how smart we are here in Marion, Ohio, right? Anyway, you remember anything of when you were really young? My very first memory of life, and I'm not sure how accurate it is, but I remember being in a car I was 3, I think. I had found my way into our garage, which I don't know how I got in. I must have gone through the side door, and I got into the car and accidentally or intentionally, I don't know, I don't remember, let off the emergency brake. Well, it was on a hill, and that car crashed right through that door and crashed into the side of the parsonage in Crawfordsville, Indiana, and really tore down a tree, not a tree, but a bush that my mother loved. But that was my first remembrance, and the only thing I remember about it, other than the car crashing through the door, was my grandmother was visiting at the time, and she came running out and screaming something horrible, I don't know, but I remember her picking me up. That was, it didn't hurt me. It didn't help the car any, nor that bush. But that was one of my, well, that is the very first remembrance of my life. The second memory probably was my brother gave me, oh no, the second memory was I got some sort of childhood disease, might have been measles or something like that, I remember hallucinating in my bed and thinking that there were snakes that were coming over the top of my bed. That was kind of sad, but the next memory I have of life, and I was under five, was my brother gave me a plastic steam shovel for my birthday. So it was probably my fourth birthday, and I broke it right off the bat by accident. Well, I don't know whether it was by accident or not, but I broke it, and I felt horrible. I mean, really horrible that I had done that to something my brother had given me. And that same day, I remember there were, you know, helium balloons that we had at my birthday party, and I took one. It wasn't the same day, actually. It was the day after. I took one outside to, you know, to see it floating, and I let go. I just wanted to see it float, and then I realized I couldn't get it back. And I remember running in and screaming to my mother, get the ladder, I lost my balloon. And that was a nightmare that I had, along with a nightmare about those snakes crawling over the top of my bed. But that was one of those nightmares I had for several years, that my balloon floated away. My mother, by the way, did not go get a ladder. She was a smart lady. She wasn't quite as stupid as her four-year-old son. Oh, me. Hey! You guys are sleeping out there. Come on. Give us a call, 740-383-9944. A name that you give your lover that starts with sugar. Here's a call. Let's go to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
How about sugar pie?
Sugar pie. Let me look at that. That's Shirley's. Oh, that's number one. Congratulations. Attaboy.
Okay.
Sugar pie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sugar pie, honey. Now, I better not sing. We'll get knocked off the air. Sugar pie is number one. Sugar baby was number three. And sugar plum was number five. So we have three left. The third one, the last one, I'm not sure you'll get. I've never heard this expression. It seems like a natural expression, but I've not heard this one. Anyway, give me a call, 740-383-9944. Sounds to me like we only have one person listening. But he's an attaboy three times. I think it was the same guy. He's just smarter than the rest of you. Is that right? Are you going to let him get away with that? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. You're listening to WWGH-FM here at 107.1, and we're doing a little bit of Family Feud because I'm too lazy to think of anything else. Tell me a nickname somebody gives their lover that starts with the word sugar. Now, I think I said lover right that time. It didn't sound so obscene. All right. By the way, if you're listening right now, you can start pulling together some of the stuff that you might like to sell over Swap Shop that'll be coming on here in about 40 minutes at about quarter after 12. We'll do Swap Shop, and you call in. Same phone number, 740-383-9944. Same phone number as we have for this Family Feud. And tell us what you want to get rid of. Give us a price, a phone number, and we'll try and get rid of it for you. Or if you have an item, like Sarah called in and gave us an event, Monster March on this coming Saturday downtown Marion, from 12 to 2. kids can come down and get some candy from the different merchants. But that type of thing. You can call in and give us events like that. I've got, let's see, one, two, I have two events, three, four, five events that have been gotten to the... Oh, boy, my grammar is going bad here. I have five events that people have let me know that they want me to announce, and I will have that on. And if you, by the way, if you want to send in an item, you can send it to 523 South Prospect Street here in Marion, Ohio. 523 South Prospect Street in Marion, Ohio, 43302. You might put at the top of that WWGH, that way the mailman knows where he's going. All right. Tell me a nickname someone gives their lover. Every time I say that word, it sounds dirty to me. Tell me a nickname somebody gives their lover that starts with the word sugar. And we've had sugar. I had to cough. Sorry about that. We've had sugar pie. There must be some sort of dust in this room. we've had sugar pie, sugar baby, and sugar plum, and sugar baby also is sugar babe. Okay, those three we've already had. We have three others. If you want to call in and be a smart person, we'll take that call from the same guy again if he's got another answer. All right, give us a call. You're listening to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio. I'm Glenn Coble. Having a great day. It's 77 degrees. The sun is shining. I just looked out the door. I had somebody wave at me as they drove by. I don't think I knew who it was. I think they saw me stick my head out the door and decided to be friendly. Let's all be friendly today. Wave at people you don't know. Yeah, give somebody a buck. Pay for somebody's coffee that's driving through right behind you or something like that. I had that happen. You ever have that happen to you? I've had, I remember I was coming home from my daughter's house in North Carolina. I was taking the West Virginia Turnpike. And on my way back, I was all alone. And I pulled up to the toll booth. And the guy said, the guy ahead of you paid. Let's go back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
How about Sugar Bear?
Sugar Bear. Let's see if that's on here. Sugar Bear, number two. Attaboy again there. Sugar Bear is on there. Okay, we're down to only two left. So
I'll keep thinking.
Okay, give yourself a pat on the back because that was perfect. Okay. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. All right, we have at least one very, very smart person out there. Got two more answers here. Tell me a nickname somebody gives their lover that starts with the word sugar. Now, you may say to yourself, boy, nobody listens to that show because only one guy's calling in. But we have lots of people that listen to this show. Honestly, we do. Sarah's probably listening. She's probably combing her hair or making herself beautiful like she does. we have lots of people. This morning, I think Scott had 24 people that called in on a similar, on a answer the question thing. I had to pick the winner, and I picked number four, and I can't remember. Excuse me, I was looking over here to see who that was. I don't remember what the name was, but he just called in and asked if he could come pick it up tomorrow, so we got him coming in. Excuse me, I have to lean to find out some of this stuff, and when I lean away from the microphone, I don't want you hearing old men grunts. You know, that's what happens when you get old and you have to get out of your chair. It's not just stand up, it's I just never ever thought I'd get to that stage. But I'm here. Interesting though, I'm not the oldest person in my family. I am the oldest Coble in my family, so I'm the oldest in the line of Cobles. But my wife has an uncle and an aunt who just Facebook message to us and said, thanks for contacting us. You do know we're 93 now. 93. Her entire family, my wife's entire family, lives into their 90s. Her grandmother and grandfather both lived into, well, all four of her grandparents lived into their 90s. Her mother and father lived into their 90s. Some of them lived almost, like her mother was just days short of being 100. So she's got some longevity. I made my will up. I know who's going to get it because it's not coming my way. Whereas the Coble side of our family is not doing real well, so I think I may be the longest living member of the Coble family. I outlived my brother, outlived my father, outlived my sister. I think I've outlived my mother. Let's see, I haven't outlived my grandparents. My grandparents, both of them lived into their 80s, my grandparent Cobles. And my grandparent Smith, I have a grandpa Smith that lived into his 80s. So maybe there's some good luck out there. What do you say? I'm shooting for 130. That's what I want to get to. Not if I'm, you know, a vegetable. I only want that if I can still think and talk and listen to music. Yeah, I told my wife, if for some reason or other I become bedridden and can't move or anything, and I'm not good at speaking, put headphones on me, and I bet I'll perk right back up. Yeah, and let me listen to my favorite music. I hope she knows what. She'll probably put on stuff I hate. There aren't very many songs I hate, though. I'm not a big country fan, and I'm not a big classical fan, but I like certain stuff in both of those genres. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Glenn.
That's me.
This ain't getting older. It just keeps getting younger and younger, and everything's easier to keep done.
Yeah, okay. Whatever you say. I told my wife when we both hit 70, we're starting to count backwards. So I'm at 65 now.
I'd be about 3 or 4 years older than you are, what you're saying.
Yeah, but we're both very young then, right?
All right. Hey, I thought I'd throw that in and maybe get a laugh.
Okay, you got one for me. Thanks for making my day a little lighter.
Hey, I heard that.
All right.
All right, thanks.
You're good. All right, bye-bye. Oh, I love my crowd, my audience. I always get nice things. Even I know there are people out there that absolutely hate my political stance, but they call in and they make me smile and make me happy. Keep doing it. I hope I can do that for you too sometimes. We got two more answers here. Tell me a nickname somebody gives their lover that starts with the word sugar. And it's not sugar snap. What is sugar snap? Isn't that a P? Well, that's not one of the two answers that's left. We've already had sugar pie, sugar bear, sugar baby or sugar babe, and sugar plum. There are two more. I don't think you're going to get the last one. Now, I've said that before and been proven wrong, but we only have about, 18 minutes to answer this. I've been pretty cool about not having dead air. I keep talking, right? There are mornings like this, you know. There are mornings, there are afternoons that we don't have anybody call on Swap Shop, and there are mornings where I don't get anybody calling into, this show on the air. But I know you're listening. I can tell. I can hear you breathing. All right. You're listening to WWGH. I'm Glenn Coble. You're listening to On the Air, and we're doing a little bit of Family Feud right now. And the question is, tell me a nickname somebody gives their lover that starts with the word sugar. And the phone number here is 740-383-9944. Excuse me. Somebody must have let the dust into the studio, because I'm getting kind of verklempt. Hey, let's get back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
How about sugar honey?
Sugar honey. Ooh, that should be on there, but that is not one of the two that's left. That's
a lot. Sugar here.
Huh?
I'm I'm running out of sugar.
Well, the one that's the last one on this list is not nearly as good as sugar honey. So the last one you may never get.
Sugar vinegar?
Sugar vinegar, there you go. Yeah. Thanks for thinking. Yeah. Call me back when you get it.
I will.
All right. Bye-bye. Nope, not, what did he say? Sugar honey, I think he said. Yeah, sugar honey. No, that's not on there. Sure, I like that. Sugar. That's a lot better than the last one that's on this list. Now, the first two, Sugar Pie and Sugar Bear, both had 27 people on this parade questionnaire that got Sugar Pie and Sugar Bear. They were tied for first. Sugar Baby had 12 people. Sugar Plum had 8 people. Now, Sugar Something Else, which is in 4th place, got 8 people. And Sugar Something Else, that is in 6th place, only got 5. And I'm shocked that even 5 thought of that. So, good luck. Yeah, I know I can hear those brains grinding away out there. You got to keep thinking as you get older. I mean, you know, even if you're 12, you got to keep thinking until you're 13 and 14 and 15 and 16. If you don't keep thinking, you're going to just fade away. And we don't want anybody in Marion fading away, especially since our audience is made up of a lot of really smart people. All right, well, let's see if I can come up with more thoughts here. Now, we do have Swap Shop coming up at 12:15, so don't forget that. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
How about Sugar Sugar?
Sugars, you know, wasn't that a song?
Sugar, make her sweeter.
Well, wasn't that a song? Sugar, sugar. Oh shoot, I
yeah, sugar, sugar, honey, honey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's not one of the two. So sure, you lost out.
I threw it in there.
All right, keep thinking.
Okay, bye.
Bye, bye. Oh, sugar, sugar. Yeah, sugar, sugar. Oh, what is that song? Can't. Oh well. Sugar's very sweet, and so is honey. So sugar honey works as well, but he said both of those, and neither one of those are right. I hope you're having some fun. I'm having fun. If I could get the dust out of this studio. Hey, we're going to have some interesting events coming up around the political stuff. We're going to have a candidates night, and we're also going to cover the election. So, and I'll talk about that during Swap Shop, because that's one of the things that's been put on my desk to mention to people, and we hope you enjoy that. WWGH is one of those places we pride ourselves in being the news, kind of central news hub of Marion, because we can go faster than the Star, and the Star does a fine job, even though they've really cut down their staff to almost nothing. But the Star does a nice job of covering stuff, but we can cover it like we can cover it today, if it happened today. Star usually is the next day. I don't think any of the other radio shows are in the area are really quite up on the talking side of things, and that's kind of our bailiwick. Okay, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
What about Sugar Daddy?
Sugar Daddy is number 4. You're a winner. Yay! Now we're down to the last one, which nobody's going to get. Thanks for calling. All right. Sugar Daddy was number 5. Now, this last one is just stupid. But it's... I guess I've heard it. I don't know. Yeah, I guess I've heard it. But I would never have thought of it as one of the answers. Let's try another one, because I know you're kind of... Oh, wait a minute. We got a phone call. Let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Well, you had Sugar Daddy. How about Sugar Mama?
That should be there, but it is not there.
How about Sugar Bean?
Sugar Bean. Well, that was kind of a Sugar Snap. But nope, that's not there either. Keep thinking.
I'm out of sugar.
Out of sugar. All right. Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye. Yeah, sugar mommy should be there. Sugar daddy's there. So sugar mommy. I've got a little over 10 minutes left to go. Let me ask you an easy one here that all of you can think about. That one's hard. here's kind of a fun one. And this one has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 answers as well. Hang on, I'm going to go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Sugar Loaf.
Oh, Sugar Loaf. Now, that's a kind of a famous mountain, isn't it? But that's not on the list, so you lose.
Well, I knew it was something. You said it was going to be a weird one, so
It is weird. This one is kind of strange. I've never, I may have heard it, but I don't think I have.
Okay, all right, thanks for calling. Listening, Glenn.
All right, bye-bye. All right, we have persistence in our listeners today. Okay, give me another word people say for your rear end. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 answers to that one as well. Give me something that people call your rear end, other than that, not rear end. None of them are really dirty. They're kind of silly. You can call that in, 740-383-9944, or you can just enjoy this show, sit back, have a drink of coffee, and laugh along with me. I'm having a good morning. I don't know about the rest of you. Don't forget, we're going to be doing Swap Shop here in about 25 minutes, and call in, same number, 740-383-9944. Call in, give us something that you're trying to sell, and we'll try to get rid of it for you. All right? Hang on. We're going to go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, David, call it your butt.
Yes, hang on. I got to find the thing here. Yes. They put it as buttocks.
I can't hear you.
Oh, okay. Butt is correct. That's number one. Thanks.
Number one?
Number one. You're number one. Atta girl.
So what do I get?
You get atta girl. You get my love and affection.
Okay.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks for calling. Number one.
All right.
Bye-bye. I love it. Yeah, that's all I got to give away today. Butt or buttocks is number one. And she got it. Got it right on the head. Give me another word that people say for a rear end. Butt or buttocks is number one. We have 5 more answers. And we still have that one. Tell me a name of somebody gives to their lover that starts with the word sugar. So we got 8 minutes. We can get these done. Come on, smart guys. I hope you tune in to Swap Shop. We were talking about that before the call. Here's another call, so we're going to have to break away. Hi, you're on the air.
How about Sugar Bear?
Ooh, I like that one. Oh, that was already given to us. That was number two.
What about Caboose?
Ooh, Caboose, let's see. That's a great one, but you know what? That's not on here. But I've called people's derrieres. Oh, I just gave away one of them. So you said derriere. Attaboy. Anyway, I've heard people call it a caboose. And
yeah, I have.
Good answer. All right, we're going to get somebody else. Thanks. Bye-bye. Well, that's what happens when you do this show. Sometimes you are one of those, and other times you say one of those. Let's see. There it is. Good old derriere was number 4. I'm sorry. I kind of messed up your game for you. But that's usually what I call what I call someone's butt. I call it a derriere. It sounds a little bit more genteel. All right. Hey, I really am enjoying myself this morning. I was a little worried when I came to work, knowing that I was pulling this one out of my derriere. I really had no thought of where I was going to go. But I do have some things that we're going to talk about during Swap Shop. Okay, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
You're behind.
Behind, let's see. You know what? That's got to be on here, but it's not.
Well, you would think so.
Yeah, you sure would.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, you'd think that would be on here, but it is not. Maybe it was just too obvious. That might have been it. He was so smart, he outthought the survey. That's what it was. But that one is not on here. And I'm looking at the other, the four that are left, and I've used them all. I love the last one, but I don't use it very often. Anyway, we still haven't got the last one. Sugar what? What do you call your lover that starts with sugar? Sugar what? Sugar nose? No, it's not sugar nose. The number one answer on that one was sugar pie. Sugar pie, baby, no. I don't know. Oh, let's get back to the phone. Snuck in on me there. Hi, you're on the air.
I got one for you.
Okay.
Badunkadunk.
I love that. It's not on here, but that's my favorite. That's great. Badunkadunk. What did that come from?
I have no idea. But it's a funny word to say.
It is funny just to say it, yeah. Thanks for calling in and making my day. Bye-bye. But Badunkadunk. Yeah, what was that on? It was a television. Somebody called it that on television. Badunkadunk. Kind of, what is the term for that? Onomatopoeia? No. There's a term for it that, it kind of sounds like what it looks like. That kind of sounds like what it looks like. A badunkadunk. Actually, that sounds like, when I hear that term, I think of that football player. Oh, well, let's go back to the phone and see what we got here. Hi, you're on the air.
How about sugar buns?
Ooh, sugar buns is a good one, but it's not on there.
Or
that's too smart. This one is just stupid.
Okay, and backside.
Backside is number three. Attaboy.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, backside was number three. And let's see. Backside had six people that called it backslide. Backside. People called it a butt. 54. Outnumbered the other answers, butt or buttocks. And derriere, which I gave away by accident, had four people that said that. Now, this is Parade magazine, so don't be blaming me. Blame Parade. Hey, we're getting close to the end here. In the last minute, I will tell you what the sugar thing is if you don't get it, okay? So you won't go to sleep tonight thinking, oh, I wish I had known the answer to that. Hi, you're on the air.
Booty.
Oh, booty. That is, that probably is my second most obvious one for me, but it isn't on here. But,
oh, wow.
Yeah, because, you know, they talk all the time about booty calls and things like that. But it's not on here. Maybe this is.
Well, all right. Have a good one, Glenn.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye. booty should be on here. Absolutely should. The thing that I think about Parade magazine, because they don't have booty on here, is not good. All right. As we get down to the final minute here, let me see where we are. I'm going to have to pull up here. Here's my clock. Oh, you can see where I am. And I don't have a whole lot of time left. Hello, you're on the air.
Anybody say rear end?
Let's see. No, they didn't, and no, it's not on here, and that sounds like it's, that's just too obvious.
All
right, thanks. Bye-bye. All right, we're getting down to the final seconds here. I'll give you one less than a minute to get an answer in here. Hi, you're on the air. Whoop. Hi, you're on the air. I hit the wrong button.
What about tush?
Tush, another one that should be on there that is not. Great answer. Sorry. Okay. Bye-bye. Tush is a great answer. That's what my wife calls it. A tush, because she is very genteel. Now, I call it a derriere. She calls it a tush. That way, nobody knows what we're talking about. Okay, we're in the final minute. No more calls. Let's just get this out of the way. You ready? We've got less than a minute now, and so I'm going to just give you the answers here. We had a smart group of people and a funny group of people. Give me another word that people say for rear end. Okay, we had butt or buttocks. 54 people said that on the parade survey. Arse is number two. Now that's, I think, a German version of the word, bad word. 18 people called it an arse. 6 people called it a backside. 4 people called it a derriere. 3 called it a bottom. I'm surprised we didn't get somebody say a bottom. 3 also called it, and this is one of my happy words, hiney. All right, now let's go over to the other one. Tell me a name someone gives their lover that starts with the word sugar. Sugar Pie had 27 people on the survey. Sugar Bear, 27 people. Sugar Baby.
You're listening to WWE.
We're out of here. The last one is Sugar Lips. What a dumb one.
Bye-bye. Marion, Ohio. The place to talk.
When we're joined, this is great pride and privilege, for the first time by Joy Behar. You told a story on The Tonight Show after you left The View with Jay Leno that Barb.